Hi, this is Tammy Bitton, your transformational coach and awakener. This recording is designed to help you get in touch with that powerful intuition that we all have, that higher self. But before you begin to relax too deeply, I just wanted to say a few words about the ability to instantly read a situation, thus making your responses more effective and appropriate. Sometimes you get that gut reaction to things and you realize that at some level you know what's going on, but you don't know how you know it. That's your intuition. But how often do you find yourself going along with common sense or logic instead, so that little voice of intuition just gets quashed? And then later you think, oh, I wish I'd listened to that instinct. Or I wish I should have gone with that first impression. It's been estimated that a trillion bits of information enter our senses every second, but only a fraction of that ever makes it to our conscious awareness. When something significant reaches your unconscious mind, but not your conscious mind, then the only consciousness that you might have of it is that thing that doesn't feel right. But if you can find no good logic and conscious reason for that feeling, you might disregard it as superstition or just irrelevant noise. But that just might be your unconscious awareness trying to alert your conscious mind to something. And maybe you should pay attention. In his book, Blink, Malcolm Gladwell describes a firefighter following his intuition and rapidly ordering all of his men out of apparently normal residential kitchen fire. Moments after they left, the whole floor collapsed because the fire had really begun in the basement. And afterwards, the firefighter was at a loss to explain exactly why he'd suddenly decided to remove the whole team. He just knew something wasn't right. And we're all encouraged to rely on logic and reason because it's more scientific. However, your unconscious mind can calculate with lightning speed. And learning to relax and trust it can make you more powerful in life. People with great intuition know how to watch. They know how to observe and see patterns. Once they observe these patterns, they can make calculated guesses. The unconscious mind can make a guess about something on the basis of patterns that you've already picked up. For example, your unconscious mind could pick up the pattern that most doctors wear a certain type of clothes or exhibit certain facial expressions. Maybe these patterns don't really make it to your conscious mind, but the next time you meet someone exhibiting that pattern, without other obvious clues, you might just get the feeling that he or she is a doctor. Your guess turns out to be correct and hey presto, you think you're a psychic. But patterns is what it's all about. Set yourself up to clearly notice and identify patterns and then have fun making predictions. Learn to trust your feelings sometimes. You can start by guessing about what people do based on a feeling and then check if you're right. There's simple things you can do to begin to strengthen those intuitive powers. Remember, patterns are key. Fine-tune that sensory acuity, that ability to utilize your senses to take in the world. Fine-tune that pattern recognition. And then have some fun making some predictions. Take some guesses and see what happens. Or start listening to that voice of intuition, that gut feeling, more often. And of course, you can use this recording to connect to your higher self and that intuition, that inner knowing more often too. And so when you're ready, let's begin that relaxation session. And so I'd like you to begin by just finding a comfortable position. It doesn't matter whether you're lying down or sitting in a chair. As long as you feel comfortable. Just noticing the natural rhythm of your breath without trying to change anything. Notice how it flows in and out. And give yourself permission to take the next half an hour or so to just really connect with you, to your higher self, to develop your intuition. That's right. And just closing down your eyes when you're ready. And begin to take a few nice deep breaths. Breathing in through the nose. And as you exhale, just relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the face. That's right. And as you take that next breath in, allowing the body to surrender and let go as you exhale. Relaxing all those muscles around your eyes. Allowing the eyes to loosen and relax. They do a great job of taking in so much information all day long. Allow them to close down and relax. Each tiny muscle. And some people like to imagine breathing in a brilliant white light. And sending that light to each part of their body to relax it even more deeply. And others prefer to just listen to the sound of my voice and the music in the background and relax and let go. It doesn't really matter. And some people like to relax in a way that sinks deeply and heavily. And others like to drift and float. And I'm not sure if you know just how you like to relax. So I'd like you to check in and notice the left arm can become as light as a feather. Imagine the left arm feels like it's floating on the clouds. Like there's 1,000 helium balloons tied to it. Just floating, drifting, light. With each breath you take, that left arm becoming lighter and lighter. You might notice that you can slowly become unaware of the arm as it floats, drifts. And I want you to tune into your right arm and imagine that your right arm can become as heavy as lead. The right arm just kind of sinks from the shoulder to the elbow to the wrist. All those muscles just relaxing, sinking. Like they're filled with concrete. till they become so heavy that you couldn't lift it even if you tried. Become so heavy, so deeply relaxed. You might even find that it's almost as if it melts into the space. So you almost become unaware of the arm. And just notice what form of relaxation you prefer. Do you prefer to drift and float? Or sink heavily into relaxation? And whichever you choose for this relaxation session might be different tomorrow or the day after. But whatever you choose for now, allow that sensation to become even more so that it goes all the way from your fingertips, your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, all the way across your chest and down the other arm, down the other opposite shoulder, flowing down to the elbow, the forearm, the wrists, hands, fingers, so that both arms can become completely relaxed. With each breath you take, just letting go of even more tension. Relaxing from the top of the head, down the back of the neck, across the shoulders, the arms, down the chest, relaxing each vertebrae in the spine, relaxing all the organs within, all those tiny muscles in between the ribs, the abdomen, the core that holds you up all day. Allow those muscles to just relax now. Relaxing all the tension in the jaw so that your teeth don't quite touch. Relaxing those eyes even more again. That's right. With each breath you take, just focusing on that entire upper body. Like waves of relaxation that can wash up over you and through you. Flowing all the way down to the legs, from the hips, to the front of the thighs, backs of the legs and knees. Flowing all the way from the hips and the knees, down to the ankles, so that the shins and calves can completely relax too. Relaxing the ankles, the heel, the arches of your feet, the balls of the foot, your toes, so that that relaxation can flow with each breath you take, from the top of the head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as your body continues to relax, letting go of all tension, I'd like you to begin to relax your mind too. And to do that, I'd like you to imagine a ruler out in front of you, with 100 all the way up there, 100 being wide awake and fully alert, and 0 all the way down there, 0 being more deeply relaxed than you've ever been before. And just notice where you are on that ruler. You might be at 60 or 50. Wherever you are is perfect. I'd like you to begin with each breath now, with each exhalation, to just move yourself down notch by notch, by notch, noticing how much more relaxed you can become now with every single notch down. How much more relaxed now the body can become. And some people notice they become hyper aware in their mind, purely focused on the sound of my voice or the sound of the music, or on their own inner journey. And others notice that they tend to drift and float off. Yeah, that's right. More and more relaxed, sliding down that ruler. And in a moment, I'm going to count back from 10 to 1. And as I get to 1, you might find that you just slide all the way down. You might notice you slide completely off the ruler and all the way into time and space, where there's everything and nothing. Wherever you go today is the perfect place for you. Ten. More and more relaxed. Nine. Twice as relaxed. 8. Completely surrendering. This is your time. 7. Letting go even more. 6. Connecting to that space inside. 5. Connecting to the everything and nothing that's around you. 4. That's right. Even more. 3. More and more relaxed. More and more connected. 2. You might notice that sense. Bliss, happiness. 1. Letting go and going all the way down. Even more connected. And as you take that next breath, I'd like you to look up onto the screen of your mind, that space just inside the forehead, between the eyes, and imagine a beautiful golden door. And the door might be closed, but in a moment, I want you to open the door and step through. And when you do, perhaps you can imagine yourself drifting. Drifting down and down and down. Deeper and deeper. Into the most comfortable, relaxing feeling that you have ever experienced. And so if the door is closed, then gently push it open. That's right. Open the door and float deep down. Down into the very center core of your being. And for a few moments, just experience this exquisite feeling of total calm and deep relaxation. There are no problems to solve here, no place to go, nothing to do but relax and let go. So relax and let go and enjoy this wonderful, calm, relaxing feeling. In this peace and tranquility, you can experience a curious sense of anticipation, for you are on this journey today to connect with your higher self, that part of you that knows everything that there is to know about you. Some people call it the intuitive self. It can even pick up on knowledge of all of life's experiences simply by tuning in to the universal vibrations of that collective unconsciousness. And opening up to the impressions it receives. then you can remain in this space for as long as you wish. And the curious part of you can detach, ready to ask for and receive the answers to whatever you would like to know. So you can remain in that space of peace and bring your curious self with me and looking around. Perhaps you can notice a flight of stairs leading up to the special space where your higher self resides. You might notice the staircase is soft and fluffy, almost like clouds, and bathed with a beautiful, soothing, golden light. And the staircase seems to just go up and up and up forever. Almost as though it was leading up to another universe. And as you place your foot on the first stair, it's as though gravity has left you. And you instantly become lighter, floating up the stairs, ascend higher and higher, and it's such a wonderful feeling. I'm not sure if there's any words to describe it. Perhaps as you ascend, you can notice other pure colors of light, which are even more vibrant than you've encountered in your earthly existence. And the higher that you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. You're going higher and higher than ever before. And at times it might seem as though you're spirit only, with no bodily encumbrances. Floating up and up. That's right, almost to the top now. Continue up and up. In just a few more moments, you'll arrive at your destination. As you approach the top of the staircase, you can find that the colors subside and it's just replaced by a pure white light. And the pure white light cleanses your spirit and protects you from any outside influences. The white light will remain with you until you have met with your higher self and are ready to descend the staircase. And now as you reach the top of the stairs, you might notice the landing that leads into a long, curved corridor. You can sense that your feet are now touching the ground, but you still feel so light and floaty. Continue down the corridor to the next door ahead, where you will find your higher self waiting for you. This is the door that leads to that sacred place that belongs to you and you alone. And now that you've found where it is, you'll be able to return whenever you wish. The door will open easily for you. And there, inside, you'll find your higher guide with outstretched hands, beckoning, ready to welcome you. And you can take your place on the floor just in front of your higher self and hold out your own hands. And your hands meet those of your higher self, and you can feel that instant connection. Maybe even a sense of elation. You are now connected to your higher self and can ask for answers to any questions or problems that have been bothering you in life. Ask your higher self to connect you to your wisdom, to your intuition. Ask your question and listen carefully to any answers that you receive. Now, these answers may be given in a verbal form, or you might receive them as thought transferences. Images or feelings, or simply an intuitive knowing that that's the response you are looking for. Your higher self offers you guidance and inspiration, and you can feel totally safe and comfortable here. I'm going to give you a few quiet moments as you communicate with and listen to what your higher self has to impart. No need to force or push anything. The messages may come subtly now or in the moments after this meditation. So select your questions carefully. Whatever it is that you wish to know, the answer will be given to you. And knowing that you can come back at any time. Thank your higher self for the guidance or knowledge it offered. Open yourself up to that connection, the intuition, the wisdom. And perhaps what you've learned today was already present in your heart. And if so, you can be reassured that your higher self was already doing its best to guide you and help you reach solutions. And once you've thanked your higher self, bid farewell, knowing that your visions will become stronger and clearer each and every time you repeat this experience. That each time you connect to your higher self, that each time you listen to the wisdom, the voice will become stronger and clearer. And so when you're ready, just leaving the room and finding yourself back in the corridor of your mind, walking or floating toward the staircase. And begin to descend one step at a time, finding yourself back in the white, protective, healing light. And a few moments later, back into the colors, going further and further down and down and down. Standing at the bottom of the staircase, coming back ready to return to the ordinary everyday world. Gravity can return you to your body, and you can now feel emotionally, physically, and spiritually whole. All of those positive vibrations emerged within you. And it's as though you've been on a very long journey. And you did. It was a journey towards enlightenment. For now, any questions or doubts that you had can be resolved. All is clear and the path ahead is clear and ready for you. And I'd like you to bring back with you all of the knowledge, wisdom, guidance, and any inspiration that you've received during this experience. Take a moment or two to ground yourself. Feeling your connection to the earth. Feel the blood running through your veins, your heart gently and rhythmically beating. Becoming more aware of your body now. Listening to the sounds of the environment around you. Your fingers and toes. That's right. Bringing yourself back up the ruler. And I'm going to count the numbers from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you can be fully alert, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, coming back slowly now. 4, eyelids beginning to flutter, fingers and toes wiggle. And 5, opening your eyes wide awake, mind and body returning to normal, conscious awareness now.